Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. Dr. Mandy Cohen, the leading voice of the state's COVID-19 response, announced this week that she'll leave her post as the Secretary of the State Department of Health and Human Services at the end of the year.
As the governor shared in a press release, I will be stepping down.
Dr. Cohen has served as North Carolina's top health official since 2017 and has been a constant presence at press briefings for the past 2 years as the state has battled the global pandemic that's claimed more than 18,000 lives in our state. Cohen shared with reporters this week that arriving at this decision was a bit of what she described as an evolution.
Certainly the last 2 years have been quite a marathon, and I'm so proud of all of the work that we've been able to accomplish. And so as we came through the coming down off the Delta surge, when I saw things getting more stable, I watched my team with a lot of pride being able to react to any new thing that was thrown at it, whether it was new boosters or this new variant. They were jumping into action in ways that were fantastic, and I felt like I was able to now take this step back and pass the baton to the next folks. And I think I shared my decision with him a number of weeks ago so that we could get ready and plan, and obviously so that he can go through a process to select my successor so that we'd be able to have a very smooth transition. And that is my hope, that we don't skip a beat. We're obviously still in the middle of a pandemic. And so I wanted to make sure that I gave the governor the time for him to go through a process to select my successor.
Reflecting on the early days of the pandemic when resources were so scarce, Dr. Cohen took time this week to make the case for sustained investments in public health.
This was a crisis. You can't Monday morning quarterback a crisis. So I am very proud of the work, but absolutely, were there things that we should have done in preparation to be better ready to respond? Absolutely. I think we all remember back to the fact that we had a shortage of protective equipment, number one. We had supply chain issues. We weren't sure if we would have enough ventilators. So certainly there was a lot of lessons learned there. I think our data infrastructure as well was something we needed to build that did not exist at first for the kind of response and the scale of what we were dealing with. So there's a lot of preparatory work that I would have done. And I think as we come out of this pandemic, there are a lot of lessons learned about how we can stay prepared for something in the future and make sure that we are putting the resources into public health. I think we've learned a lot. We've built a lot, and we need to make sure we maintain that vigilant posture into the future.
And the future will almost certainly include more information about the new Omicron variant that scientists are now scrambling to learn more about. What most do agree on is the need for the public to get vaccinated with the hopes of avoiding further mutations of the coronavirus.
I think what we're seeing is that this variant likely didn't originate in Africa and may have been in Europe or other parts of the world even prior to that. I think we're still sorting that through in the scientific community. I think South Africa was the first to sequence and identify and give us some clinical information here. So we should be very grateful to the work done in South Africa by their medical community. I think it is informing our work now. But I want to say that I think that we still don't know exactly where this variant happens, but we should also know viruses change. We knew that this was a possibility, just like it changed to become the Delta variant. We knew this was a possibility. So, yes, vaccination is so important so that we can get as many people protected. I know that the United States has been working to make sure we are getting vaccine across the world. And that's why we want to make sure that in a country with the kinds of resources we have here, with vaccine widely available, that everyone is taking advantage of it, because there are places, unfortunately, around the world who don't have that same kind of access to protect themselves. So let's take advantage of the amazing resources, the tools to protect ourselves that we have here, whether it's getting vaccinated with your original series or going out, if you're an adult, getting your booster if it's been more than 6 months. So I do think we have a collective amount of work that we need to do to help the whole world move beyond this pandemic. I think we are recognizing what an integrated and globalized world we live in and how quickly this virus can move around. So we do have work to do in partnership with many, many countries around the world, but we got to do our work here in the United States as well.
So what's next for Dr. Cohen as she leaves one of the largest agencies in state government? Well, she's ruled some things out.
I'm not planning to run for office. I am looking at opportunities that allow me to continue this impact to improve the health and well-being of communities. I don't know what that will look like exactly yet, but no plans to run for public office. At first, I want to spend a little bit of time with my girls and my husband, who have been amazing and supportive through this, and then we'll see what opportunities come.
Governor Roy Cooper praised Cohen's leadership and tireless work ethic this week, noting that her commitment to North Carolina has saved countless lives.
North Carolina has benefited greatly from your leadership over the past 5 years. And that's been especially true over the course of this pandemic. I deeply appreciate your service and your steady hand in times of crisis. You and I, along with our remarkable team, have been in the trenches together, and we're going to miss you. And speaking of a remarkable team, a leader you recruited into that group is ready to take the position of secretary when you step down, and he'll continue your legacy of strong leadership, Dr. Cohen. Cody Kensley currently serves as your chief deputy secretary at the department. I'll appoint him as secretary immediately upon your departure. He'll continue to be supported by the team of doctors and public health experts who've advised and assisted both of us. Dr. Cohen, North Carolinians owe you a deep debt of gratitude. You have been such a blessing to our state. Thank you, my friend.
Cooper has named Cody Kensley to assume the role of secretary on January 1st. Kensley is a Wilmington native who served in the U.S. Treasury Department under both Presidents Obama and Trump. He is currently the chief deputy secretary for health in the department and the operations lead for North Carolina's COVID-19 pandemic response. Coming up next, we'll take a closer look at education funding in the new state budget with an expert from the Public School Forum. Stay with us.